And the time now is 23 minutes past seven. Human beings are open to compromise when their leaders meet to do a deal. Planets, of course, don't do compromises, nor do they wait, which is what we'll have to do to see the national implications of the overall cut of 40% in the EU's 1990 level of greenhouse gas emissions, which was agreed earlier this morning at the Brussels summit. This was the assessment afterwards of European Affairs Minister Darren Murphy.
We have now seen in the text it's there that agriculture and the position of agriculture has been acknowledged, and the mitigating factors, including afforestation, the planting of more trees, has also been referenced. And you know, I think unfortunately, when we last were in this process in 2009, these factors were not in there, and it's given rise to some very, very difficult and unachievable targets for us as a country. And so it is very welcome now that has been taken on board by our colleagues in Europe.
Darren Murphy speaking to Paul Cunningham, who joins us now from Brussels. The implications for us of a deal which doesn't have the national detail yet, how clear are they, Paul?
Well, they're not really that clear. We're really going to have to wait until a UN climate change summit in Paris, see what happens there. Do other major blocs like the United States, like China, like Russia, come on board and sign up to the proposals that Europe is trying to get, which is a 40 emissions deal. Europe is certainly signalling that if other blocs were prepared to go further, it too would go further. It's saying at least 40% cutting emissions on 1990 levels. But when it comes down to Ireland, what are we going to have to do? We'll have to wait till after that conference, and it will be interesting, obviously, given that agriculture is such a focus for Ireland, that the person who's going to be involved in that process will be the new agriculture commissioner, who obviously was the former Minister for the Environment, Phil Hogan.
And that UN summit, that global summit on the environment, is in December. Overall, I mean, environmental groups are saying this is an inadequate political fudge. What's real in it in terms of what's agreed at EU level?
Well, I think the 40% target is real. Europe has been talking about reducing emissions by 20% up by the year 2020. Now it's actually gone as far as saying 40% by the year 2030. And that is significant. I mean, we're not talking about wishy-washy commitments. What we are talking about is a decision with real consequences, because we know already that Ireland has fallen foul of the 2020 commitments. And on that basis, it's going to have to pay somewhere between 50 and 300 million euro for failing that target. So when you have these commitments in place, it does have a penalty clause, and if you don't hit your targets, you're going to have to pay. And clearly everyone around the country would know what they would like to do with 300 million euro rather than buying carbon credits, because we didn't hit the targets we were supposed to.
Paul Cunningham, Brussels, thank you very much.